Hello, Blind Geek Zone. My name is Nicholas Acosta, and I am doing my first podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about programming on a Mac. Today, I'm not going to show you how to use what I use to program, but I'm going to talk to you about how you can become an Apple developer and how you can develop your own programs using a Mac. And then in the next podcast, I will demonstrate how to develop an app. I will show you the interface, and then we will take it from there. But I am an app developer. I am totally blind, and I am going to sign up for the Apple developer program. And what I use to develop my apps is called Xcode. And once I finish developing the app that I'm developing, it will be submitted to the App Store. And right now, this app is only supporting iPad. And I am trying to get support for the iPhone. And this app will be released to the App Store as soon as it is done being created. But today, I'm going to talk about programming. There are a lot of different ways that you can program an application. Now, if you're a programmer, or if not, if you are willing to make an app, there is a free app in the App Store called Xcode. And Xcode lets you develop an app, or apps, an application, or more, or an applications. It lets you develop one or more than one app, because it has a lot of tools in there, like debugging features and stuff like that, and features to help you build your app. And there are other different ways that you can program, like through Windows, using Python, or using stuff like that, but I don't program my apps using a Windows computer. I have a 15-inch MacBook Pro running OS 10.8.2 Mountain Lion, to be exact. And I enjoy developing, and this Christmas I might be getting the $99 a year Apple developer program. So every year you have to pay $99. If I don't get it this Christmas, maybe I'm going to be getting it in the summertime, and I'll be developing for Apple in the summertime, and I'll have this subscription for a year. And Xcode comes with a user's guide to get you started. At first, when I started programming, it was very difficult for me. But I know how to program through, like, the resources out there, the websites, I have friends that knew how to, and they still know how to program. They make their own applications. As a matter of fact, the program that I am doing right now is called Sounds. And basically, this app, it'll play audio sounds. Basically, whenever you hear a sound, it'll give you a list of choices of what you think the sound is. So it plays sounds from iOS devices, the sounds that you would hear on a Mac computer, like the system sounds and the voiceover sounds and stuff like that. And there's other sounds in there, like Windows sounds. And whenever you would hear a sound, the app that I'm developing will, it will give you a list of choices of
application,
what
text, Dropbox folder synced.
Okay, sorry guys for that.
Finder,
that was
desktop, Macintosh HD, selected volume.
That was my Dropbox folder syncing files there. But basically what I was saying, this app here will it will tell you, it'll give you a list of choices, and you would have to listen to the sounds very carefully, and you would have to pick the choice that you think that you would have to pick the name of the sound that you think it is. It'll give you a list of names to pick from. And once you double tap on the sound, it'll say if you're right or wrong. So it's kind of like a test, a test app. It just tests you on the sounds, if you know your iOS or Mac system sounds or voiceover sounds very well. And I've been telling people my ideas, and they've given me some good feedback about it. And and of course this app will be accessible to sighted people, also blind and visually impaired people, so it'll be voiceover friendly. It'll be accessible with voiceover. And you know, I've been interested in programming and app developing for a very long time, so I've just wanted to learn how to do it, and that's why I am doing it right now. And I wanted to post this here on Blind Geek Zone, that way people can think about it. And if you're interested, you can listen to this podcast. If you're not, I understand. I am subscribed to the BGZ mailing list. I guess after I post this podcast, I will post something to the list and talk about it a bit more. But I will be doing another podcast very soon, and it will show you how to develop your own app and how to use Xcode, and how to, and you'll be, and we'll be learning how, and all of you guys will be learning how to develop your own apps and learn the programming language. So I am going to give my contact information right now. My contact information is NicholasAcosta775@gmail.com. That is NICHOLASACOSTA 775@gmail.com. If you guys would like to contact me through Skype, my Skype name is nicholas.acosta4. It is nicholas.acosta, acosta, and the number 4. Okay, so this is the end of this podcast, and I will come back to do the second part of my podcast using Xcode. Thank you for listening.